Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Obama administration seeks to cover up the terrorist activities, especially ISIS and Islam, with regards to the Orlando shooting. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, it's amazing how the president continually refuses to use the words radical Islam. And now, Loretta Lynch, she had to backtrack, but originally she was wanting to censor out different terms, different words or phrases from the 911 call of Omar Mateen because they did not want to list some of the things that he said. Ultimately, they had to back away from that, and the FBI got some egg on its face. But Matt, this is just another example of this administration not wanting to recognize the issue and the enemy that's at stake here. They want to coddle the radical Islamic ideology.
Yeah, it's willful suspension of disbelief. It's willful blindness. And in fact, when they released these redacted, heavily edited transcripts, it was almost comical because it so clearly showed their intent to cover for radical Islam, to cover even for this ISIS-pledged jihadist who killed 49 people. And she said, she had the audacity to say on the record that the true motive of this Orlando shooter, she said, quote, may never be known. Are you kidding me? He said for 3 hours on the telephone what his motive was. It was unequivocal. It was Islam. It was the teachings of Islam in the Quran, the teachings of Muhammad. It was ISIS. He had pledged loyalty and fidelity to ISIS and said he was acting as an ISIS agent. Yet all of that was redacted out because in this Orwellian move, the Obama administration insists on pretending that radical Islam is not the catalyst for all of this terrorism.
You know, that's offensive to our country. That's offensive to all those people that gave their lives in this mass shooting. And just to pass all the true facts over, you know, unfortunately, it just allows us to continue if we don't deal with the root problem.
Yeah, and here's part of the transcript here. He calls 911, and they said, emergency 911, this is being recorded. And then Omar Mateen, in the name of God, the merciful, the beneficial, and they even censor this out. They know exactly what he said. And they've got brackets said in Arabic.
And they change Allah to God.
Yeah. And
not the same.
And you know what he said, the merciful, the beneficial. You know what he's going to say. He's saying Allah.
Exactly.
And the person says, what? And he says, praise be to God. Well, he's praising Allah. And prayers as well as peace upon the prophet of God, said in Arabic, they have. I let you know I am in Orlando and I did the shootings. What's your name? My name is, I pledge allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State.
And they had redacted that out before.
Yeah. Okay, what's your name? I pledge allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. May God protect him, said in Arabic. Well, what
Allah.
Is he saying in Arabic? He's not saying, may God protect you. May Allah protect you. That's what he's saying. So they even changed the transcript because you know he didn't use the word God. Mm-hmm. They're saying that he said it in Arabic. Well, what is he saying in Arabic? He's using the word Allah. And even in the transcripts that they did release that were, quote, uncensored, they changed the actual verbiage. And wherever Allah is mentioned, they put a bracket set in Arabic and they translate it to God. I mean, this is even in the transcripts that they release. So, you know, when you ask the question, what's this guy's motive? Well, it's very clear because he's only given one motive to any source. He gave it to the 911 call. He gave it to the local Channel 13, which is like a local CNN 24-hour news station. He called them, and he also did the same thing. He also said it to the people that were there in the bathroom that he held hostages. There's only one clear theme. He is doing this in the name of Allah. He's doing it as he's pledging allegiance to ISIS. He's pledging allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State. And he is wanting to commit Islamic jihad.
So why on earth does our administration want to cover this up?
Well, and even some of the media, you know, some of the media is, wants to put this into, well, he was targeting this gay nightclub. He wasn't targeting a gay nightclub. There's no evidence that he targeted a gay nightclub. He visited Disney Springs as another target of opportunity. He had frequented this club for at least 3 years.
He was looking for a venue with a lot of people, and they had a lot of people that night.
They did, and they had no place to go, unfortunately.
And you know what's amazing to me is the narrative from the left was on this, A, that this was, of course, they wanted to make it about pushing now the homosexual activist agenda. So they jumped on that and politicized it. But they actually tried to make this about, who did they blame for this? Republicans, the NRA, and Christians. How they take a Hillary supporter, which he is now documented to be, a Democrat, which he is documented to be. There are people coming out, his ex-wife, his friends, and a man is now on the record saying he was his homosexual lover, so that he was gay. All of these close people are saying that he regularly frequented this bar for hookups and was rejected and actually had a couple hookups, they said. Some of them have said that he was clearly a jihadist and that was the motive. How the left can take and spin and twist this to be the fault of guns, Christians and Republicans is beyond me, but that's the Orwellian world we're living in.
Now, here's a post that he did on Facebook, and this one's not translated. I pledged my allegiance to, and he lists the name of the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. May Allah accept me. Close quote. That's his words. And he goes on to say, the real Muslims will never accept the filthy ways of the West. You kill innocent women and children by doing us airstrikes. Now taste the Islamic State vengeance. That's what he posted on Facebook. So, you know, this guy's pretty clear. The Facebook's not going to be changed from Allah to God. The 911 statements, even though they were originally censored and they say they're releasing them, they translated them instead of using the Arabic, and they tried to get away with it by putting in parentheses. It's really clear what this guy was motivated by, all the way going back to age 14 when he got on the school bus and he was celebrating the horrific tragedy of 911. His classmates and other people that were there were about to jump on him until the bus driver ultimately tried to calm them down, realizing there could be an altercation because they were upset that he was celebrating 911. This goes all the way back to at least age 14, and it didn't happen at 14. He's been radicalized for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's this radical Islamic agenda. That's what ultimately motivated him. That's what motivated the San Bernardino shooters. It's what motivated the Fort Hood shooter. It wasn't a domestic violence issue. You know, we need to wake up in this country to the threat. It's been around the world where we've seen this, and now it's right here in the United States.
I mean, we start with 9/11, and then you've got what happened in Paris, and now this in Orlando, and it's just going to continue unless we really deal with a root problem.
Well, in this, a president doesn't want to deal with it. We need to make sure that the next president and all of our leaders, local and at every other level of government, understand the issue. And unfortunately, what they've done in this case, some people, including Mayor Buddy Dyer and others in the Orlando area and other places around the world, they've tried to change the reality of what happened here. This was a terroristic attack motivated by Islamic ideology into a pro-homosexual or anti-gun agenda. Ban the Second Amendment, ban weapons. It's the weapons that's the problem. No, it's the ideology that ultimately motivated this. And that ideology doesn't care whether it only cares whether you are an infidel, whether you believe and support Prophet Muhammad or do you not. I mean, that's the way it's been around the world. It's nothing new. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a Patriot's Handbook, and it is on Sharia law. And this is the ultimate agenda of the Islamic jihadist mentality to implement Sharia law around the world, to have a worldwide caliphate. And that booklet is a strong reminder of where this country and the rest of the world would go if we don't wake up. Europe has already gone down that road much further than we have, and in many cases they have no-go zones where police are afraid to even patrol. We don't want to get like that in the United States. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.